We're going to start with a profound thought. You cannot tailor-make the situations in life, but you can tailor-make the attitude to fit those situations in life. And because your attitude is so important, and because it affects so many other people, and because it is catching, we want to always remember that as we explore our attitudes, we ask ourselves the question, is my attitude worth catching? Or if anybody does catch it, will they be worse off as a result of it? I believe this story says a whole lot about what I want to say. Mr. B called a meeting. Had all of his people together. He said, you know, we've got a wonderful company here. We're growing, we're expanding, and things are going well. But he said, I noticed that some of us are getting a little slack. Some come in a little late. Some leave a little early. Some spend too much time on coffee breaks. Some spend too much time on lunch breaks. Now, I recognize that a lot of that is my fault. I have not set the kind of an example that I should have been setting. So in the future, you can absolutely count on this. I'm going to come in a little early. I'm going to stay a little late. I'm going to restrict all personal phone calls, none of them. I'm not going to do anything while I'm on the job but be on the job. I will take shorter coffee breaks, shorter lunch breaks. Oh, he really made the commitment. It was quite a little speech, and he was very serious about it. But you know, sometimes in the excitement of the moment, we make those speeches, and then over a period of time, we kind of forget them, and that's what happened. About 3 weeks later, Mr. B was at a luncheon in the country club. Became engrossed in a business conversation, forgot about the time. And all of a sudden, he looked at his watch. He said, oh, my goodness, I'm due back at the office in 10 minutes. He hopped up, made a mad dash to the parking lot, hopped in his automobile, scratched off, burning rubber, doing about 90 miles an hour down the freeway, and the long arm of the law entered the picture. Gave him a ticket. Mr. B was absolutely furious. He said, this is ridiculous. Here I am, a peaceful, tax-paying, law-abiding citizen, minding my own business. Oh, I was going a little fast. I'll admit that. But what these guys ought to be doing is out looking for the robbers, the murderers, the rapists, and those people who are really bad guys. Leave us peaceful citizens alone. Oh, he was really upset. By the time he got to the office, he was quite late, and he did what management has done in some cases since the beginning of time. When they get their hand caught in the cookie jar, they say, look yonder, instead of look here. And so in a loud voice, he called for his sales manager, and everybody could hear him as he said, what I want to know is, did you close the deal on the Armstrong account? Sales manager kind of ducked his head. He said, Mr. B, I don't know what happened on that deal. He said, I thought I had it. I thought it was all wrapped up, signed, sealed, and delivered. But at the last moment, something happened, and it came unglued. Well, if you think Mr. B was upset before, you should have seen him now. He was absolutely furious. He said, this is ridiculous. You know, you've been my sales manager here for 15 years, and I've depended on you to bring in business. And now we have a chance to get the biggest account of them all, and what do? You blow it. Well, let me tell you something, friend. Just because you've been here 15 years does not mean that you've got a lifetime contract. I want that business replaced. We needed that to do the expansion that we needed to do, and here you've lost the biggest opportunity we've ever had. You replace that business, or I'm going to replace you. Oh, he was upset. But if you think he's upset, you should have seen the sales manager. He goes storming out of his office. He